So, it's official. Deputy First Minister and the Sinn Féin MLA, Martin McGuinness, will meet with the Queen when she's here later this week. How significant do you think the meeting is? The former BBC Ireland correspondent Dennis Murray is with us this morning. Well, it's significant, Dennis. Are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. I think it's been inevitable for quite a long time. Really, since devolution was restored, it was just getting the... I mean, this kind of reminds me, do you remember the choreography we used to talk about and building up to meetings during the process, the peace process? There's been a lot of choreography in this one. But it's a statement of the obvious to say that it became totally inevitable after the Queen's visit to the Republic last year, which you and I covered, for the Queen to honour a Republican dead at Parnell Square and then speak Irish. Really made it impossible for Sinn Féin not to meet the Queen. And on top of that, I think there's a large part of this is to do with one of Sinn Féin, I would argue it's Sinn Féin's biggest project at the moment. They'd probably tell me I'm wrong, but certainly one of their big projects is to try and develop their electoral base in the Republic. And their attitude to the visit last year to the Republic went down very badly there. And I think there's a certain amount of it trying to correct that. You remember a few weeks back when this big party at Stormont was announced, Sinn Féin did that rather angry news conference up at Stormont and, you know, said we haven't got a scenario where we can do this. Well, now they have, and this meeting at the Lyric is the perfect scenario for them.
Why is it not going to happen in public?
I think that's probably too difficult for both sides. I mean, it will happen in public eventually. I was just thinking about this last night. I remember an occasion when Sinn Féin went to Downing Street. Now, well, it was by no means their first visit to Downing Street. But for the first time, a camera was allowed in. If you can picture in Downing Street, when you see that door of number 10, there's a long, arrow, straight corridor leading away from it down towards the cabinet room. And the camera was at the end of that corridor pointing back towards the inside of the door of number 10. So you saw Tony Blair and his officials walk out to the door, and the door opened and Gerry Adams came in first. And they all stepped off to one side out of line of sight of the camera. So clearly there was a handshake, but it wasn't on camera. Partly because I suspect it would open Tony Blair to criticism, but also open Gerry Adams to criticism. But, I mean, I see Neil O'Dowd, it's all part of the choreography. I see Neil O'Dowd in the States, the Irish-American journalist, he's been describing this as the last great historic step in the peace process. I'm not sure it'd go quite that far, but I think it's highly significant. I mean, if you think about the Republican attitude towards royalty for years and years and years, that to shake hands with the Queen, and particularly Martin McGuinness in a way, it's easier for him in some ways than the others because he's been so associated. I mean, the ice was broken with the Chuckle Brothers, him and Ian Paisley together. So I think it's choreography. I think it.
How much flack, Dennis, will he get from Republican circles about this?
A certain amount, but I mean, we hear that the Ard Coruia meeting last Friday of Sinn Féin, their governing body, that it wasn't unanimous. So there are some Republicans unhappy about it because it's like throwing away the last tablet of stone, if you like. But I'd say most of them are happy with it. It also underpins Martin McGuinness's status as Deputy First Minister. And for him to ignore the Queen in the present circumstances would be, as they say here, downright ignorant. And it cements his place as somebody who would be there to meet royalty. I've argued for a while that I think it would be much more difficult for Martin McGuinness, for instance, to meet Prince Charles, as he is the Colonel-in-Chief of the Parachute Regiment now, with Martin McGuinness's Derry background and all that. I think that would be much more problematic. But in this sense, you know, if the Queen can shake hands, you know, and be treated co-equally, maybe even behind in the pecking order to Mary McAleese when she was president, and the fact that President Higgins is going to be at this event in the Lyric Theatre, it all makes life much easier for him. But I think it would have been impossible for him not to meet her on this visit. I think they should do it in public. If you're going to do it, go public completely.
Dennis, thank you for your wisdom this morning, sir.